Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. That's right, my friends. It is a morning show podcast hosted by two comedians. What's the difference between this and an actual morning show? Well, I think it's fun. It's a fun way to look at the weather and talk about coffee and things that we have watched and that have happened this week. I am your host, Mike Camerlingo. And that little joy of laughter you just heard right there was the co-host of this wonderful show, Julia Young. Julia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I realize we should probably call this podcast Daily Minutia, and it would be more realistic. But I am sipping my Java, I'll tell you that much. You want to hear it? Listen, ready?
Slurp, slurp, slurp. Whoa. I also am drinking coffee today. I think this is the first time we're both actually drinking coffee.
Yeah, well, you know, the brand depends on people drinking Java, so this is important for us. As always, if you like this podcast, tell your friends about it. You know, rate, review us on Apple Podcasts. We've gotten some really nice reviews. And as always, email us, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We have a fun listener email today. So we love listening and hearing from our Jehovah's Witnesses, which is our fan base.
I truly do get happy when someone reaches out with an email or says they listen. Because it's good.
You know, so nice.
There's too much negativity in the world, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but it is good. I'm glad people like to listen to this while they do their morning ab routine. Not our fan base.
Here's the thing. I'm a night showerer, so I don't understand exercising in the morning because then you have to shower in the morning.
A night shower?
Are you a night shower?
Is that because of your hair? Like you dry your hair? I feel like that's a thing.
No. It's because I don't think it makes sense to shower in the morning because then that means you've like lived your whole day and you're dirty and then you're going to sleep and you're getting your sheets and pillows and you're just sleeping in filth.
Right.
You should go to sleep at night clean.
It's kind of like when you go to the bathroom, right? You wash your hands after. But I'm sorry, your penis is the cleanest thing. You should be washing your hands before you touch that thing.
Before and after? Just before?
I think before with soap, after, just a quick rinse.
Just a little spit dabble, do ya?
Just a fake wash, you know? Turn the sink on.
Yeah, so your mom thinks you're washing your hands. I've never heard of this theory of treating your penis like a temple and washing with soap.
Well, that's only if you're a morning shower, because then your penis will be nice and, washed. But I have showered at night before. I like it. I usually shower in the morning. And honestly, now that we're talking about it, sometimes I don't shower at all. So let's just get down to it.
Let's get into Up Top, which is a segment, Up Top, where we talk about what's up.
What is up, gang? I'll tell you what I don't care about or don't care for is in the morning when you shower. It's so cold now. I mean, this morning it was 18 degrees where I am. And that
Celsius
was
or Fahrenheit.
The weather talk. No, Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Fahrenheit. A little chilly up in Massachusetts.
Real cold. I have some big news up top. I'm moving in a couple weeks, and I think I really want to change the direction of how the refrigerator door opens in the new place.
What?
So that's been consuming a lot of my energy.
Are you saying you want to take the door off the hinges?
The freezer.
Yeah.
So this is a thing you can do. All fridges... they have like, you know, the freezer on top, fridge on the bottom. You can, with a lot of work and a YouTube tutorial and some wrenches, you can switch the orientation to make it open on the other side. So I'm really seriously considering doing that.
Is this for a practical reason? Like, the feng shui or whatever? Or you just like how it looks better?
No, I think because it's like the cabinets and everything is to the right, but the fridge door opens to the left. And it's like, no, I think it's like you have to like walk over the whole fridge to open. It doesn't quite make sense. the orientation. So
I'm just gonna, yeah. I like that you're going at a project right now, but I feel like this could put a strain on your relationship in a new, you know, you're in a new apartment together.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, hey, let's hang up some pictures. It's like, hey, let's reassemble a refrigerator. I'm just saying it could cause some stress, but
it will.
I hope you do it, and I hope you keep us updated.
Yeah, I mean, it's already causing me stress because I'm thinking it over in my head. No, this is, it's such a bad idea, but I can't stop thinking about it.
You're like,
because I'm obsessing over these dumb things, you know.
You're like, hey, what if you made the freezer the refrigerator?
Hear me out.
Hear me out. The steering wheel, but in the back seat. Well,
you know, I'm an innovator. I can't be contained. They call me the Elon Musk of Brooklyn.
Are you moving in? You don't have to give locations, but are you staying in your same?
Oh, I'll give a zip code.
In
honey.
Your same neighborhood?
Same neighborhood, same zip code. Thank goodness I don't have to remember one more thing. Very close by. I can like walk between the old place and the new place in like 5 or 6 minutes, which is really nice in a way. It feels less stressful.
Will you ever show up to your old place and go, hey, I used to live here?
I will. I'm gonna have someone buzz me in and say, "Hey, do you have any mail? Do you have anyone send any packages or like want to get advice?
Hey,
I haven't heard from my friends.
Hey, I just wanted to. I used to live here. Did you know that you can switch the door on that refrigerator and go the other way?
Hey, I feel like I may have left a stash of like chocolate covered raisins above the fridge.
Yeah.
Did you find anything? We'll see. I should tell my super that I'm moving though. I haven't told him yet, so. I should tell the rats by the trash cans that I'm moving. They're really going to miss me.
Yeah, it is fun.
Oh!
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait! Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but there was a mouse situation real quick. 2 days ago.
I just got tingly.
At 7 p.m. we were leaving to go for a walk, and there was just, in the hallway, a fucking mouse. And the mouse was so calm. The mouse was just sniffing around. You know, usually you see a mouse, and it's like, ah!
Yeah,
and it, like,
scurrying,
runs away.
Yeah.
No, this mouse just continued going about its business. So
that mouse like, got that COVID-19 vaccine. That's why it's
the mouse is just chilling.
It's chilling. He's no care in the world.
No care. So the fiance was like, "Do something," and I was like, "Okay." So I grabbed a glue trap, and then the fiance said, "What the fuck are you gonna do with that?
Were you gonna go topside glue trap?"
Yeah, and then I guess okay. I admit I wasn't thinking clearly. So then I was told the fiance, you do something. And he got a can and another can and he trapped the mouse in these cans. And I said, well, what are we going to do now? I mean, right? I was like, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, you got to do. Yeah, I mean, I don't. Okay, I need to hear what happens here. So what did you do?
So he was like, I'm just going to release it outside. And I was like, no, then it's going to come back and find us. Right?
I'll find you. Yeah, I guess. But if you put it in the trash, I would think if you put it in the trash, then you would feel bad. You would have to like, you know, like put it in a little bag and then wind up and just give it like a pop onto the ground. I know that sounds horrible, but if you just put them in a trash can and then what? I mean,
well, then it's happy because it's in trash.
I feel like you either have to kill the thing or put it outside.
So we put it outside in a trash can, like. In a can, like a little empty can within a trash can, so it could get out. But we just like didn't want to physically touch it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Mice are gross, and I get very. The other day, I walked outside the little front porch, and I go, oh my god, there's a mouse! And it was just like a little fucking like leaf that blew onto the porch, and I was like, I'm just scarred. I saw some shit back in my day. My wife worked at a place, whatever, her place of work, but there was a lower level floor, and they saw like a rat one day, and they called the maintenance guy, and the maintenance guy came down and just fucking stomped it with his boot. I was like, holy shit. Honestly, like, that's kind of crazy, but also, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah,
you want the thing.
Yeah, with rats, but you can't reason with them.
No, you can't reason with them. So, well, I'm glad you got it out. I hope the mouse. God damn it, Mike. Mouse. This is what happens when I drink a coffee. You know, my heart. I've been getting heart palpitations.
Oh, boy. Well,
I had there was a carbon monoxide thing beeping in my house this today. So maybe that's it. And
I'm pouring more coffee.
I couldn't find where it was, and I was losing my mind. So
you know, that's an episode of Friends with Phoebe, but that's neither here nor there.
Really?
Yeah. Her smoke alarm or whatever, it's like out of batteries, and she loses her mind, and hilarity ensues.
Well, let me tell you, there was nothing funny about what was happening in my house. Hey, big news. March Madness brackets got revealed.
March Madness, baby.
Michigan basketball is a number one seed.
Number one. So. We have them going all the way, baby. We filled out our bracket.
Oh, nice.
We're going to win some money, hopefully.
I think I'm going to do a bracket this year. I haven't done one in a while, and...
Hit me up if you want to win some serious money.
I don't like when I... Legally. When some people do like a million brackets. I've tried to do more than one bracket before, and I don't like it. Because then on your second bracket, you're like, I'm just going to make it totally different. Or I'm just going to make like minor differences. Like, no.
And then you never remember who you're supposed to root for. Yeah.
So go blue.
No, we have Michigan going... Who do you have? Oh, yeah. So you did...
I didn't do one yet. I will fill one out. And I don't know. I'm sure I'll be...
Let me know.
I usually get eliminated by the end of the first weekend because I fucking suck. I haven't watched that much college basketball, and by that much, I mean any this year.
Well, we have Michigan and Illinois as the final two.
Well, nice. Go blue.
I know what that means. Go blue. Everyone should be making Michigan win everything because go blue.
Go blue. Shout out to Jason Tenow, fan, listener.
He's
a Michigan guy. He helped me with some video stuff, but he also wrote an email one time.
Oh yeah, he did. Shout out Jason.
And also Jason,
we're a fan of you.
Jason, sorry, your shout out's over. Also shout out to Ryan Hobler for that awesome theme song. I feel like
we got to be thankful.
I always
Ryan
forget cuz I'm like, this song's just amazing. But it didn't come out of nowhere. Someone actually created it. So
someone made it. Sometimes I sing it out loud to myself in the shower.
I did the other day. I did give a like good morning, you know.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, it's a great song. Speaking of basketball, basketball star Spencer Dinwiddie followed me on Instagram.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Don't act so shocked.
Your Instagram is popping.
Well, I lose followers every time I post.
Yeah.
But I did. I reposted this clip from the Women's Day episode of Wild and Out, where I hit on Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh,
on that episode.
I saw that. Yeah.
So I like to post that every year as a reminder of the women's episode. And he followed me back on Insta. And I was like, okay, Spencer. Which is, it's just such a good name, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
So, big fan of his name. I also really love, you know, when I watch the Knicks, I love Nerlens Noel. I love his name.
Yeah, something about my brain when I see that name, I always want to say Noel Nerlens or something like, maybe I'm dyslexic. I don't know. But I you know. It always mixes up the letters in my head.
Yeah.
But again, that is probably a neurological problem that I should see a doctor about.
Yeah, that and your night terrors.
Oh, I had a crazy one the other day. My wife said I was like, I like thought there was a dog in the room or something. Holy shit, dude.
Mike,
holy shit. I usually, you know what's funny? I usually have them like 3 or 4 days in a row. One of these days, I'm going to set up...
You're going to die in your sleep.
Oh, that's definitely going to happen. One of these days, I'm going to set up a camera.
Is that like Paranormal Activity, right?
Yeah, I need like a 24-hour one. I can't just turn my cell phone on.
Why not?
I don't know. It feels different. I need to put them up in the corner.
You want a VHS tape?
Yeah, I do. And I just want to fast forward, and then be like, wait, hold it right there. And I'm like getting...
Nest cam.
I'm getting up just
You need
like,
to sleep on your porch.
I do feel better when I'm on a ground level or the first floor because I am always worried that I'm going to jump out a window.
I don't think we have time to get into your issues.
No, not today.
Because it's time to get into our listeners' issues.
Not today. But last time before we go, Julia had a great transition right there, but I'm going to step all over it.
If you're a stomp on it like a rat.
If you're a sleep doctor, please call me because I need help. Thank you very much. And we'll have you on this podcast.
For free.
We'll plug you on this podcast and you could get lots of business.
And you can help me with my night sweats. Okay. Okay. So we got a lovely listener email. Would you like to read this from our lovely listener?
Oh, yes, I would. Hi, Julia and Mike. I'm guessing they led with you because, you know, you're going to read the email first.
I'm the face of the voice of the podcast.
First, I'd like to say that I love the podcast. Oh, thank you.
Aww.
Thank you very much. I'm curious to learn more about you two and was hoping you'd agree to answer a few questions so we can get to know you better. You know, we do give little nuggets, but then we pull back, you know?
we pull back. Yeah. You know. We don't want our Jehovah's Witnesses to get too close. It's like a
flame. We don't need anyone showing up at the front door. You know what I mean?
Unless you're a sleep doctor.
Unless you can help me go 8 hours, because I need to sleep 8 hours. So there's a couple things here. Number one, what is on top of your bucket list for after COVID?
Ooh, I think like going to a restaurant, just ordering food and having someone else do the dishes.
Yeah.
That's top. And also I want to travel. I really want to go to Italy. That's big for me. Travel the world.
Well, yeah, traveling. I've been, I've went over the course of the year, I guess I've went out to like an outdoor dining situation once or twice, but even still, it's not quite the same. But I've been fantasizing lately, or when I see it on TV, I like get a real like, whoa, is when I just want to go and sit at the bar and order a cocktail and just sit. And honestly, like not be on my phone, just sit there and just take it in.
Yeah. Just suck in the air.
Just really suck it in. Suck in those aerosols.
Get some mozzarella sticks.
But definitely travel too. I mean, I think traveling would be good. I think this summer I'm doing some little traveling this summer, like around New England. Not no plane stuff, but I would if I had anything planned. Maybe in the fall, but definitely sitting at a indoor bar, hopefully soon. Mm-hmm. So
movie theater. I would love to go to movie theater. I was sitting down to watch a movie when they came in and said, COVID's here, everybody get out. And that was like the beginning of the lockdown. So yeah, I was sitting down at Alamo and shout out to my friends, Gal and Don. And they were like, get out of here. And I was like, do I get a refund?
That was such a wild night.
I did.
With like that NBA got canceled. Tom Hanks had COVID. And it felt like
and
it was
Sarah Palin was on The Masked Singer. Yeah, it was a weird night.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing like a year ago today, like for the past 2 weeks. And I honestly don't care for it.
I don't care.
It's like, do we have to relive this? I just want to get this shit over with. And I think about that when I see like content too, where they're like, oh, this is going to be like a movie about Zoom. It's like, dude, I just want to blow my brains out thinking about this stuff. So let's not.
I want to forget this as quickly
as possible. Yeah, I want.
It's like puberty. Well, I don't want to think about it, you know? Just like get it over
with. A movie about people 69ing in a bar. Just make it. Like, what are we doing? Question number two.
Yes.
What was your first job?
I think probably babysitting. Is that, but that's like under the table cash.
Yeah, and like what was the first time you had to fill out like a W-2 or something like that?
Probably camp counselor. I was such a bad camp counselor though.
Didn't you say you bullied the students or whatever they're called?
The campers? No.
Or you made a fight club or something?
Well, that's when I was a camper. Yeah. When I was like 15, I did start a fight club. But that was because I was being bullied.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to show
them. But no, I probably camp counselor was my first job. And I I didn't care for it. I didn't really like them. They didn't really like me. And then I was a drama specialist one summer. That was better because I didn't have to interact with the children as much.
I'm sorry. I know we have a long podcast to get through, but what is a drama specialist?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, at a summer camp, there's a drama program. And so I led the drama program, which was just basically teaching Jewish kids ages 9 to 15 the basics of improv.
No, wait, that doesn't make sense because you just said you got bullied and that wouldn't line up with that.
What do you mean? When I was a camper, I got bullied. When I was a counselor, I was very cool.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Is that not cool to teach improv to young Jewish children?
No, I think it's great.
I was very fun. I taught them all the basics of improv. Well, at the same time, hooking up with other counselors. It was great.
Oh, that seems to be the thing to do, right? If you're a counselor.
Oh, my God. So many Israeli boyfriends at camp. It was great. Super great.
That sounds fun. My first job
in Wapaka, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Was also camp related. Mine was like a day camp though in the like in the town that I went to high school in, like where I grew up.
Were you the sports?
Oh, dude, it was actually awesome. It was outdoors. We would just go to a park and they had different counselors at different parks. So I was like the counselor for this park and like 12 kids would come every day. And I was just living that cut sleeves life. I was like 16 and we would just play basketball or play wiffle ball or play softball all day. It was amazing. And I want to do that now. So if the parks department is hiring, I will.
You've got to get new knees, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't. I really can't crouch or bend over these days. So, but that was.
You. That is like when I think of you, I think of you as a 16-year-old yelling, pass me the ball. That's really just.
I was like, dude, okay, time for me to shoot. I think about that.
Let Papa do it.
I think about that when I went to college. Freshman year, I took a public speaking class. And one of the first speeches you had to do was like, what did you do over the summer or something like that? And I remember after people couldn't understand what I was saying because I had the biggest Boston accent. And I was saying I was a park instructor. Like, that's how I was talking. Dude, just showing up with like, you know, just idiot muscles on my neck being like, yeah, I was a park instructor playing wiffle ball. But,
Bad Will Hunting, yeah.
That accent is coming back, and I got to say, it's okay.
Keep it. Yeah. We love it.
I'm going to, you know, I got to be conscious of it
embellish it.
In some parts of my life, but I got to tell you, there's something fun and easy about just going, hey, let your tongue die, and you don't have to say the second half of words.
Just slip and slide, baby. Slip and slide.
So, all right, number three, if you could be friends with a fictional character, who would it be? Ooh, I wish I thought of this ahead of time because I have no fucking clue.
I feel like James Bond.
Oh, you are so horny for James Bond.
No, because I would want to stage an intervention and say, James, you got a big problem with ladies and with drinking. And I feel like you need to go to therapy.
You
so I would want to be friends with him.
Syphilis,
to boss
James.
Him
you have syphilis.
You have syphilis. You have not ever spoken about your parents, really. We need to get to the root of why you are the way you are. So it would really be for me to kind of butt into his life and try to fix him, you know, because that's what I do with men. I fix them.
I fix them. I fix men.
And I would also be like, teach me, you know, how to shoot a gun and we can go traveling together and, you know, go to a casino royale.
You guys could learn from each other.
Yeah, I would teach him improv. James, yes and. Okay, with Dr. No. Dr. Yes and.
Oh, who's a good fictional character? Well, one of my favorite characters of all time that makes me laugh. He'd probably be you wouldn't want to hang out with him for more than 3 hours, but Dennis from 30 Rock.
Dennis?
Excuse me.
Oh. Mayhem.
Mayhem. Yeah, I always forget that. I always want to call him Dennis Duffy. Is that not his name? Yeah, Dennis Duffy.
Yeah.
I feel like if you just spent a day and a night with that guy, you would have the most
actor?
No, fictional. Or Dennis Duffy. Like the shitbag of the character.
Got it. It's such an obscure character.
I know. I've been watching a lot of 30 Rock recently. And obviously, I'm not good at improv because that's the only thing I could think of when that question came up.
That's fine.
And last question is, what skill would you like to master?
I guess keeping my plants alive and not getting so anxious when they're not doing well, because it really affects me. When my plants aren't doing well, I get very upset. So I guess, yeah, plant maintenance and also cooking.
You know, plant maintenance and also I'd like to be taller.
I'd like to be taller and learn how to meditate.
Oh,
and,
meditate, yeah.
Taper down on my meds. Okay,
what
your
skill?
Turn.
Well, I used to play the drums here and there, and I want to get back into that. I think I'm going to buy a drum machine. Like with the pads and stuff. What do you mean? No, you should be encouraging me.
You're too old.
No, because, okay, if I just like go into a little room with a drum machine, cut sleeves.
What, are you going to make beats?
No, I'm gonna drum along. I think there's got to be a way where you can drum along to songs, like where you take the drumming out of it, you know? So you just hear like the guitar and blah, blah, blah. So, and this will be a little bit of a workout too. So, but
you're going to end up drumming along to like Empire Carpet commercial.
I just want to be Joey and Uncle Jesse from Full House making jingles in the basement. So despite Julia not encouraging
me,
that's payback for me not encouraging her to change her fridge. I know it is.
Thank you. My passions changing directions of fridges.
So I would like to get really good at the drums.
Okay.
And probably, so that's the beginning of it. And then if we're being honest, in about 5 or 10 years, being like a midlife crisis cover band kind of thing.
Like Eagles?
I mean, I know a dude who said he played in a cover band with a bunch of older dudes. And they, yeah, they did like Eagles songs and all that shit, classic rock.
It'd be called Mike and the Pack Instructors.
And that's a good name. And I was like, that sounds like the best thing ever. So I hope to be that person. And I'm going to start it with my drum machine.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to support you and buy your cassettes.
I'll be selling MP3s under the bridge, kid.
Under the bridge. Well, thank you for your email. This is an email from our secret admirer. Ooh, love that.
Thank you so much.
So it turns out, you know, if you don't want to sign your name, we do see who the email's from, but you can sign it.
But we respect anonymity.
Anonymity.
That is the word.
Okay, so once again, if you ever want to send us an email, it's javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We love hearing from our fans, from our morning people. Now it's time for the content corner. What's the content corner, Mike?
Well, it's where we watch and discuss and just really breathe in all the content that this world has to offer. So what were we watching this week? Things that we saw and all that stuff. So I watched... Never seen it before. Mad Max Fury Road.
Did you love it?
Tom Hardy and Charlize. How do you say her last name?
Theron.
I always call her Theron. Theron.
No, that's so wrong.
Well, you just heard me say Anomaly, so, or whatever the fuck I said.
That was.
It was really good. I think that, because everyone was giving that movie a big old tug when it first came out, but I think if you see that in the movie theater, it's way better.
True or false, I cried in the movie theater when I saw this movie.
It seems like true. You probably cried when all the like old women fighters came out. And it was like a
And I said, women.
Yeah, yeah. Good movie. I mean, there are a lot of changing accents, I feel like. There are a lot of people who weren't really committed to what their character's accent was. But I thought it was good. It was really good. You know,
I've never seen the other Mad Maxes, and I don't think I want to because it's some Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, yeah, I saw them when I was one of them when I was a kid, but we may go back and watch one of them because this is, I guess, a prequel. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but they're making it.
Yeah, and then they're making another one. Yeah.
Yeah, a prequel
with Anya Taylor-Joy. Yeah.
So it was good. I watched that last night. You know, you get real amped up, and then you're just supposed to go to bed, and that's why I wake up and think someone's trying to eat my neck. You know.
Like a dog.
No, like those guys. Those guys in that were kind of creepy because they had like all the blood drained out of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's a great movie. I watched a not so great movie that my fiance proposed we watch a movie, and
but not the first time he proposed.
Well, the wedding's off because this was such a bad movie. We watched Gaudi. Which is the 2018 John Travolta movie about John Gotti. And, you know, we love watching bad movies because sometimes it's like bad good. But this was bad. And it's one of the few movies that has 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it was just incomprehensible, honestly. John Travolta got his wife, Kelly Preston, who's... you know, may she rest in peace, to play his wife in the movie. There's like six different time periods. It's like so dumb and so awful that like it like has the character's name come up on screen.
Oh, I love when they do that. Like it's like you're watching an episode of The Hills or something.
Right, where it's like, oh, this is, you know, the Sammy the Bull. It's like they don't trust the audience to because they're just going from time frame to time frame. John Travolta's is just in a variety of different age makeup and wigs. And at a point, there's a line where he's like, you know, they say Angelo died of cancer, but I think it was because of a broken heart.
Oh, nice. Love that.
Yeah.
I feel like you watch a lot of movies that are on the line of bad, good, and bad. And I guess I just want to know your process, because I can't get anything approved in this household if it has under 65 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, and that's fair because, you know, a lot of times people want to watch movies. It's like, oh, I want to see something good.
I want to enjoy myself.
I want to enjoy it because sometimes it's fun to yell at a screen. You know, sometimes it's fun to just say, hey, I'm going to watch The Shadow or I'm going to watch The Sentinel.
Well, I totally agree with you. I guess I just wanted to know if you have a process of like, because a lot of these movies aren't new. So like, how are you finding them? Like, how are you thinking about The Shadow?
For that one, it was, we were on HBO Max, just kind of scrolling through the action movies. And so it was like, oh shit, this is bad. Let's watch it. We also have a rolling like list, like a Google Doc, where we have like maybe a couple hundred movies of things that get mentioned or people recommend that we're like, okay, let's add it to the list. Let's add it to the list. So we have this kind of checklist.
So you actually have a list, because when people tell me to watch something, I go, I'll add it to the list. And then I go, fucking, I'll see you in L. But I guess we should write it down.
I should publish my list. It's a kind of a cool list.
Can you put it on the Instagram? Like, on the?
I can do that. I can publish a snippet of this list. It's a long list, but... You know, and then we keep track of all the movies we have watched. But sometimes, you know, it's just like, hey, this is supposed to be garbage. Should we have a little laugh? And sometimes you don't have a laugh. Sometimes you watch Battlefield Earth, another John Travolta movie, and you think you're going to lose your fucking mind. You think, I can't do this.
I think that's the problem with the, you know, having you can watch a trailer or look up a movie instantly and see what the rating is. There's something great about just stumbling upon a movie, or even just being like, what's this? This movie's called like The Grass Man. And you're like, let's check it out.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you get 20 minutes in and you don't even trust yourself. You go, I think this is good, but I don't know. Is it good?
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with Ishtar, which is like a very famously bad movie with like Elaine May and made it. And it's like, you know, Dustin Hoffman and, what's his name? Warren Beatty. Uh-huh. And it's like supposed to be like one of the biggest bombs ever because it cost so much money. It didn't earn any of it back. And we were watching it and we're like, oh, this movie is good.
Right.
Like, I really recommend people watch Ishtar. But then, you know, you have the movies that are just plain bad. And it's like, yeah, this is bad for a reason. Like, I should have read the reviews. You know, I don't know why I watched Gotti.
You know, the worst thing in the world is, do you guys have like a, like, I can't stand if you're watching a movie and maybe one person's in it, one person's like into it, not. I can't stand if you're watching a movie and you're kind of trying to get into it, and then the person you're with is like, "Do you like this?" Or like, "This is like..." Ugh. I'm like, that has almost... I've almost had to break up my relationship. That we've instituted a rule where you can't say shit like that.
Yeah, because then you're self-conscious the whole time. It's like, oh, do they like it?
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah. No, you just got to be in it. Just make some popcorn and, you know, just enjoy it. You got to make popcorn, though.
I tried to watch Uncle Buck like a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
And I put it on, and like after 5 minutes, I knew my wife didn't want to watch it, but she said she did. You know what I mean? And this is what I didn't care for. And after like 10 minutes, she's like, can we watch something else? And I fucking got so pissed. I'm like, kid, you wouldn't even know a good movie. Like, you, what is it? Oh, yeah, let's just watch it. And she's like,
you said things you regretted. Yeah.
I regret the tone, but I don't regret the message.
The message was on point.
But that did lead us to watching Adventures in Babysitting, which was good.
Which I've never seen. Yeah. That's on our list.
Shoo. Check it out. Yeah. Oh, I just realized that I have a popcorn make... Popcorn. That's how I say popcorn. Popcorn maker.
Popcorn is for dogs.
I'm telling you, man, Massachusetts changes your mouth. I got popcorn.
You have a popcorn maker?
Yeah, so I'm...
Like, is it like a plug-in? Or
yeah, you
like,
pour the fucking kernels in and it goes wild. So I'm going to try that this week.
We make ours on the stove, brag.
Well,
but
must be nice to get that gas cooking. I don't know.
We also watched the Grammys on Sunday night. And I was shocked. It was so well produced. I was really in awe. I think it's the best awards show that's been done over pandemic. And honestly, the most fun I've ever had watching the Grammys.
People, I was a little jealous. I usually don't watch any award shows because I just, I don't know. But I was watching Mad Max and I was trying to follow along a little bit. And people were like really into it. And I saw a lot of horny clips too.
There was horny stuff. I mean, it's like Harry Styles was quite horny. Dua Lipa was
the
quite
Dua
funny.
Lipa.
I mean,
that was, yeah, that was. Yeah. I was.
Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B did WAP.
They were.
Where it's like, oh boy,
yeah.
Tucker Carlson's gonna have things to say about this. You know, it was great. And then there's Soul Sonic. You ever heard Soul Sonic?
No.
Is Bruno Mars and is that what it is?
I don't know, but I love Bruno Mars. We talked about my
Silk
love.
Sonic. Sorry, Silk Sonic. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have like combined to do like this little band called Silk Sonic, and it's so good. They, you know, it's like 70s soul funk. They like dress up. It's great.
Is Bruno Mars cool? I feel like people kind of make fun of him sometimes. I'm like, this guy's an amazing performer.
he's an incredible performer. I think he's cool in the sense where he just gives his all and commits to it. Like, he also, in the In Memoriam, he did like a James Brown tribute where it's just like, God damn it. His voice is so good. He's such a good performer. Right. So I think he's, I don't think he's corny.
Right. I never thought so, yeah. But I am not a good barometer for what is corny. You know what I mean?
You almost said barista, didn't you?
No,
just there.
No, but now I doubt every word I say. Hip-hop Anonymous? Yeah, dude. I don't know.
I don't think he's corny, but I think he has in the past towed the line, especially like with all of his songs being sung at weddings now.
Yeah.
But I think with Silk Sonic, it's like, oh no, this is like funk and this is good, good music.
I had a, we went to my sister's wedding a couple years back. The band, they were like, they're a great band, but they were like, one of their things is like, they didn't want to play like Bruno Mars songs or something. And I was like, you guys are a wedding band. Like,
yeah,
and they ended up playing like two at the end and they fucking rocked the house. They were awesome. But
yeah. Uptown Funk, I guess.
Oh yeah.
And
fuck, I don't know, dude. I was hammered. But yeah. But it's so funny. Like, they must be like so sick of certain songs. But you know what? That's the gig. If you need a drummer, I will be getting ready on my drum machine. So.
Oh boy. I mean, and that's the thing. And I think a lot of times also, like, you know, with like John Legend, Bruno Mars, it's like, oh, you're writing songs and you're like, oh, this is going to be a song that people have at their wedding. And like, this will be making me money in perpetuity. Like, you just know the songs that are going to be,
and then
this is our song.
And then you get the ones that where they're kind of like wedding bait, where they're like, yes. The one that's like, I want to marry you or something like that.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
All right, dude, that's like putting a, you know, putting a month in the song or putting a city in the
mm-hmm.
song, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you and your wife have like a song?
We don't have like a song. No, we have a list of songs that make us horny for each other. But
sure.
But we don't have like, this is our song. No, we did dance. Yeah. We had like a first dance though at our wedding.
Oh, I wouldn't know because I wasn't invited or asked to sing. So
it was COVID, dude. I couldn't invite anybody.
That's not true. I don't think it was COVID.
No, it was 2018, actually.
You almost had me fooled.
Well, you know what? The further it gets away, the more I'll be able to convince you that it was during COVID.
It's true. It's very true. Really soon, I'm going to be like, yeah, I forgive you, man. I couldn't have traveled anyway. But yeah, the Grammys were really fun. I mean, Beyonce was there. Jay-Z was there. But they did the, like, we're famous. We're just going to sneak in and sneak out thing. Trevor Noah hosted and he had some real corny dad jokes and there was like piped in laughter where it's like, all right, come on, we don't really need this. But overall, I thought they did a really good job.
To go back to one of those questions, I would also love to do karaoke post COVID. I feel like I could.
Ooh. What's your go-to song?
I sang Mr. Brightside once and I fucking crushed it.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I was just crushing Bud Lights and yelling Mr. Brightside into a microphone. And, you know, because the karaoke mic, like, gives a little echo that the good ones mm-hmm. do. So I was like, I sound like Brandon Flowers. Like, I feel like I sound mm-hmm. like this. And then, it, you know, you obviously don't. But
and that gets the crowd on your side, though. Like, songs
yes,
like that,
yes.
It's like you feel very powerful because everyone's singing with you and they think you're the man.
Right. Like, there are two kinds of songs when you do karaoke. One is where you want to show off your vocal thing and you know that can be okay if you find one that people like, but singing like some slow thing where you're gonna really belt mm-mm. out if you're gonna sing Shania Twain, you sing I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you get everyone on your side.
Still the one.
Right.
Yeah.
You the whole goal of karaoke, you don't want someone to go, oh, you're the best singer. You want someone to go, that was awesome. You did great.
That
everyone had
so
a good
fun.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, because you want other people to sing with you. This isn't, you know, America's Got Talent. It's these group of friends got drunk.
Well, I was at a bar once. Oh, God, it was probably 10 years ago. And there was this husband, wife, or man, woman in there. They were up there singing. And they were fucking amazing. And I was like, whoa, these guys are awesome. And then someone was like, yeah, they kind of go around to the karaoke bars and sing. And I was like, what the fuck? That's No, dude.
No, get out of here.
Get out of
here.
My face. You
not
should
interested.
Have cocaine hanging off your fucking nose. Like, if you're doing, it's about bringing the life to the party. So, a karaoke.
One time, speaking of cocaine, one time, probably about 10 years ago, I was at Piano Bar doing karaoke, and a man came up to me, and he said, that he was trying to hit on me, and he said he was in the Smurfs movie. And then, did I tell you this story already?
No.
He gave me a $5 bill, and I was like, why are you giving me this? He's like, go to the bathroom. And I opened it, and it was filled with cocaine.
And did it just fall on the ground?
No, he gave me coke, but it was wrapped in a $5 bill, like a, to do like a line.
Oh, I get it.
And I said, I'm keeping this $5.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Man, I felt like a woman.
That would, all right. That would work on some people, but it did not work. He picked the wrong lady for that one.
No, he's my fiance, Mike. And he's helping me with the fridge today, and he doesn't even know it. All right.
All right.
Is it time for
can you just give me 3 minutes on what happened with A-Rod and J-Lo?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, boy. So, you know, they're in Zhajd, and they have been for a while, and there was this whole thing that broke over the weekend. Page Six broke that they broke up, but then they released a statement being like, we're still working on our relationship. We're not broken up. It's really unclear what's happening. I think it's a fast-moving story. Don't think that maybe people have been faithful is my read on this situation. One of the parties maybe has been cheating. And I think there's two huge egos involved. I don't think they're going to get married. I don't think this is going to happen. And yeah, it's just really messy right now.
I know people are always like, oh, why do these celebrities always break up, right? It's like, if you're either one of these people, everywhere they go, every interaction they have, people treat them like they're like a god, and yes, and they all want to have sex with them. So it's like, yeah, yes, it's easy for me with my BMI being 29, you know, to be like, how do you just stay faithful? It's like, dude, I went to Starbucks today and no one said anything to me. But it's like, if you go to Starbucks and you have 10 people asking for your autograph, doing this, and being like, and some of them are good looking, and some of them, it's just, and then you're also in
people slide into your DMs.
Yeah, you're also, then you also have access to other hot ass people. You know,
yes,
again,
you're
not just
friends.
Working off the people in Starbucks. You're working.
No, you're not working off dubs. You're working off 10s and 11s.
Yeah. So I don't know how people stay together at all. They should just be like, I'm going to be, you know, rich and famous.
Non-ethically non-monogamous.
Yeah, until you're a certain age. And then, but I think once you get into that rhythm, it's hard to slow down.
Well, and especially if you're like a rich older man, it's like you just trade in your model. I mean, look at DiCaprio. Like, come on. He dates 22-year-olds and he trades them in every 2 years. Like, it's a Buick.
Leo,
is that the right,
Leo, I support you. Come on the show.
No, I do not support you, Leo. Don't come on the show.
Oh, I have a question that I wrote down. Okay. This is another quick Friends question, but isn't it crazy? I feel like I couldn't get over the fact that Monica is dating her dad's friend.
Yeah, Richard. Yeah, it's so fucked up.
Like, they kind of make a couple jokes at the beginning, but then they normalize it. And I'm like, everyone should be like, dude, that guy is your dad's friend. This is so fucking
weird. Yeah,
he's
a predator. Yeah. It's sick because she's in her like early 20s and he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care if it's Tom Selleck. He's a predator.
Right.
And he's an eye doctor.
And then in the later episodes, they had him shave his mustache. And it's like, all right, if he's going to get rid of the stash, what are you even doing with the guy?
Yeah. Yeah, get him out of here.
So I just thought it was weird that all the, like, even like her brother, if that was my sister, the whole time I'd be going, who are you talking about? Oh, yeah, dad's friend. You
dad's
know?
Friend?
Like, that's
the one who was at your birth?
Yeah.
The one who showed up with a cigar for dad after you were born as a baby? Yeah. No,
so
weird stuff.
And
well, I think it's time to move on to one of our favorite segments. You want to say the name of it?
Hot Stove!
Hot stove, baby. We talk about things we ate and cooked.
And sometimes
we
ate the things that we cooked.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we cook the things we ate.
Oh, I got to tell you, I have a... it's kind of embarrassing, but I fell off the wagon, and I am back to eating cough drops again.
No.
Yeah.
Your strange addiction.
I was doing great for a while, and then
Mike,
I felt a little tickle in my throat, and I was like, oh, it's a cough drop. And now I feel fine. I'm just, but only one here and there. But so that's
how many a day? Be honest, though.
I mean, one or two.
Mike.
I know. It's going to give me a cavity. I know.
Yeah, because you also recently discovered how to floss.
No. My flossing game is fucking money right now. I said a
Your
couple
philosophy?
Years ago. My flossing game a couple years ago. Look, Maybe I didn't floss that much. Maybe I didn't wash my hands that much. You know what I mean? But here we go.
We only washed it before you touched your penis.
But I did have a clean dick. so I just fell off the wagon, but I will be back on. I'm gonna throw out all my cough drops. I'm gonna throw them.
Taper off.
I'm going cold turkey.
Yeah. Speaking of cold turkey, did you cook anything?
I made one thing. I hit the old standbys. The old
sure.
I did the
anonymity.
I did the burgers and some of that stuff. But I made a marinated chicken on the grill.
Ooh. Did you fall?
No, I didn't. But okay. I could see how I would again, to be honest with you.
This fall into the hot grill and burn your face.
Very easy. Oh, I got a new grill cover, so that's a big thing. Very easy marinade. It was just olive oil, balsamic, and what was the other liquid? Oh, and low sodium soy sauce. And then it had a couple of spices. Put it in a Ziploc bag and rub it all around on the chicken, and then let it
for how long?
Let it sit in the fridge for like 3 to 4 hours. You can do shorter if you want, but I try to do it at like 1 or 2 and then grill it at like 6.
Can we talk about chicken safety real quick?
Yeah,
because I don't know that much about chicken. So is it that like you put it in the fridge and then you have to cook it, right? And then it like can't stay in the you can only reheat it once, right? Is that the rule?
Chicken's a little weird. In high school, I had a home ec or whatever the fuck you call it. And she's scared that one of the classes, and she scared the shit out of us. Where she's like, if you touched raw chicken, you will get salmonella and you will get sick. So I'm very aware of like touching chicken and stuff. But yeah, I mean, once you can heat it up a couple times, but once you open chicken or once it's in your fridge, I mean, you want to cook it as quickly as possible. I mean, you don't want to leave it there.
It's a chicken time bomb.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know. Okay, and then it's a personal preference, I think, once it's cooked. I think it will just probably dry out and taste bad after a couple of days.
Because I read you shouldn't reheat it more than once in the microwave.
For safety reasons? I feel like it will probably taste like shit after the second reheat. But
okay, well, if you're a salmonellaologist, please email us because I have no idea.
This is what I did with the chicken. I made a bunch that night, and then the next day for lunch, I cut some up and put it in a salad. No big deal. Didn't heat it. I like a little cold chicken. Sometimes. I really like chicken salad. But if you're eating, I hate when you have a salad and you get chicken on it, but the chicken's warm. No.
Ooh.
No.
Because then you get something I like to call hot lettuce.
Hot lettuce.
Which is so upsetting. There's only two vegetables that should never be served hot. One of them is lettuce.
Tomato.
And the other, no, cucumber.
Yeah, no, tomatoes are actually
you
okay.
You can handle a hot tomato.
Hot tomato.
Hot cucumber is something you never even want to think about. It makes you you feel sick.
You're like, is this disintegrating? What's happening here?
Yeah.
I don't
slimy.
Care for it.
No, no.
Oh, also made sweet potatoes in the oven.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of a glaze?
Very
or
simple.
A...
I didn't even do anything. I just poked...
That sounds awful.
No, it was very good, but I put butter on it after.
Okay, then that's good. Yeah. You got to
cut it open, put some butter on it, and I eat the whole fucking thing. I eat the outside.
Yeah, you eat the skins.
Yeah, some people don't. And, you know.
Well, you're braver.
I don't care for those
people. You always
have
been.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He made some Beyond Burger meatballs with some spagoots, some fettuccine. Right?
What was spagoots? Is that spaghetti?
Oh, that's spaghetti. That's what I call spaghetti. Oh.
I won't handle your anti-Italian rhetoric on this podcast.
So I won't start saying mozzarella. Moots. Okay. We call it spagoots and moots. And then got some garlic bread from the freezer section because I was like, I want garlic bread, but I don't want to make it. So we got some frozen garlic bread, which was great. And then my friend Quinn, shout out to Quinn, her mom lives in California and has lemon trees, and her mom shipped me lemons from California.
Wow.
It really brightened up my whole day. They're enormous. They smell great. And I was like, I got to use these up. So guess what? I made lemon bars.
Ooh, I like lemon bars.
I'd never made them before, but found an easy recipe. You know, you do the shortbread crust and then the lemons. I juiced a bunch of the lemons. And they're in my fridge right now. It's so delicious.
You
so
know,
incredible.
You know what's attracted to all natural lemon juice, though, right?
What?
Mice.
Shut up.
You summon the mice with your lemon juice?
Why do you think we're moving?
That sounds great.
Yeah, and then we had them last night with a little bit of vanilla ice cream too. Ooh,
nice,
such good flavors. Yeah. So for once, I was like, oh, I understand why people bake, because you get to eat it.
I'm going to be instituting a new hot stove. I'm going to also, if I don't eat a lot, I'm going to talk about the drinks that I had, because
yeah,
I feel like...
you could put a beverage on the stove.
Yeah, beverage stove. So, because, you know, so yeah. I will start keeping track of that too, because I had some nice wine on Friday night. Ooh, let me tell you, man.
Red, white?
Let me tell you, red. I drink mostly red. In the summer, I'll, you know, I'm not allergic to a rosé, you know?
Let's get after it. Certainly not allergic.
So... but that was it. I had a good solid wine drunk going on Friday night.
I love your wine recommendations. I think you should start, you know, posting photos of the wines you're drinking. We're going to start maybe doing more content.
Hey, I posted two videos to the page,
which was so appreciated, you know.
Yeah, I would love to. I'll post some wine stuff.
Yeah. We're just here to help people, to educate you, you know, because let me tell you something. Mike and I, we know how to live life. Okay, we have it figured out, right, Mike?
Live, laugh, love. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Well, so, you know what else I say? Is that it for you? Because I have a fun game.
That's it. That's what you say. Is that it for you?
Is that it for you? Is that? I wish like Ryan and Kelly, are they the people? They would just go, yes. Hey, is that it for you? Like, I wish.
Hey, is that it? You done?
That would be so funny if they were just really rude to each other. Hey, are you done with your fucking mouth?
You done speaking?
Yeah.
Can we move on? Yeah.
How do we get? We need to like figure out a way to guest host. You know?
Yeah. You mean to get guest host on that show?
Yeah. They'll be like, today.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
We have the digital version.
We have the dumb idiot version.
After 3 hours, they'd be like, we don't actually, we didn't fully vet this thing, so.
Be like, hey Kelly Ripa, you wanna talk about hot stove? And she'll be like, what the fuck is happening?
This is the $13 red wines that I chugged on Friday night.
Hey, you guys got a fridge I could demonstrate this freezer?
So I know what you're thinking. Last night was the Grammys, but last night I also took my refrigerator apart. All right, well, it is time for a little thing I like to call game time.
Game time.
Game time. So I was going to do a, I was trying to figure out a game to do today, and I thought of a game called Did You Know? And this is a game where I will ask you if you know about some of these fun facts. You know, like when a fun fact, when you go to a party and someone's like, not a good party probably, but if someone's like, hey,
like a weird party.
Did you know if like an ant was the size of a human, they could lift a car over their head? You know, you ever hear people say shit like that?
What parties? Are these feel like improv people parties.
Yeah, I don't know why I even said party. My social skills are bad. They need to get better, you know?
Yeah.
If you're in,
I got to go to a practice party, I think, before I go to a real one.
I mixed it up at a little bit of a outdoor thing on Saturday, but the problem was it was 40 to 35 degrees, so it didn't last long.
No, that's not fun.
It wasn't fun. Yeah, you're just like outside, and you're like, yeah, it's so cool. I haven't seen you in a while, and you're just like chugging a beer, so... Mm-hmm. So I will give you some fun facts that I got off of a website called Best Life Online.
That sounds Christian.
.com/blowyourmindcrazyfacts. And then
still, it sounds Christian.
There was blow your mind is, that's a sin. They would never write that. And then there was another one called 100 Interesting and Fun Facts from Reader's Digest.
Ooh.
So this had a good list too. So some of these are really good. And then a few I made up. Or are not factual. So I will.
So I say true or false to a fact.
Yeah, you say if you think it's true, or if you think that something's off about it. Look, Julia, I drank some coffee and I ate a hamburger at 11:15 today, and I thought Yeah, I know. So what happened was I was gonna make eggs because I need to eat. When I drink my coffee, if I have coffee on an empty stomach, I'll have heart palpitations and I will think I'm dying. So I went to open the fridge. I just got my coffee. I went to open the fridge. I'm going to make this great little breakfast sandwich and no eggs. So I'm like, all right, dude, I'll fucking make a burger at 11:15 like a psycho. That's why I was 15 minutes late today because I was making a burger.
I would have delayed taping further so you could go get some eggs.
No, it's fine. And you know how I reasoned it in my head? I go, well, it was daylight savings time. So my body still thinks it's 12:15. Or would it go the other way? No, it did. Oh, shit, I had it at 10:15.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucked up the time conversion.
You had a brunch burger. It's fine. It's fine.
If you call that a boozy brunch burger and had it with a mimosa, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and you charge $25.
All right. Fun facts time.
Yeah.
Octopuses lay 56,000 eggs at a time.
Isn't it octopi?
I copy and pasted, which just gave away that it's a true fact. But
it's
I copied and pasted. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Now I'm like, I can't pronounce words. I can't do anything. Yeah, it says.
How many eggs a year?
56,000 eggs at a time.
Oh, at a time.
It says the mother spends 6 months devoted to protecting the eggs so that she doesn't eat. She doesn't eat. And the babies are the size of a grain of rice when they're born.
That's too many kids.
How do you know, though? When you have that many kids, they look after each other.
That's true. The older ones raise the younger ones. Yeah. That's true. That's just like the Duggars. Yeah.
Number two, the fastest land animal is a pronghorn antelope.
I think it's a cheetah. I think that's fake.
Wow. You're correct. A cheetah can run 70 miles per hour. Number two is the pronghorn antelope. They run 60 miles an hour.
Oh, I'm proud of myself.
That's fucking fast, man. 70 miles
an hour. Number three is me when I realize that the ice cream trucks are out again this time of year.
Save it for the comedy clubs, Julia.
They're closed.
Number three, there were active volcanoes on the moon when dinosaurs were alive.
I think that's true. I choose to believe that.
That's true. Most of the volcanoes probably stopped 1 billion years ago, but new NASA findings suggest there still might have been active lava flow 100 million years ago when dinosaurs were still roaming. If someone asked you, I know you just heard that, but if someone like, hey, when were the dinosaurs around? What would you say? Would you know?
I would say like 300 million
years ago? I would just go like a couple hundred years ago, hundreds of millions of years ago. I couldn't pin it down.
Yeah.
That's a long ass time.
That's a really long time because I'm like, oh, high school was how many years ago?
Yeah, active volcanoes on the moon. I mean, you know?
I love that. I mean, do you think the dinosaurs ever looked up and thought, wow, that might be an active volcano?
And they said, wow, what a magical place we live. We're going to live forever. Just like
we're going to live forever. We're invincible.
We're invincible.
They said, let's start a podcast.
It is estimated, number four, 171 people per year have sex inside of an IKEA.
Oh, I think that's true.
Well, that's something I made up, but it's got to be, do you think, they probably have facts on how many people, there's got to be some people having sex inside of an IKEA.
Wait, why would it be an odd number that you did, though? That should have tipped me
off. I know. As I was doing it right now, I go, oh, God, I got to change it. I got to change it to like 180. But I stuck with it. All right.
Well, I guess you could have sex with yourself or a threesome.
But just the amount of bedding in there and couches and all
little
that
corners,
shit. Corners.
Yeah.
But there's always people around. But I guess if you go in there at a certain time, you can probably
early
have sex.
Or late. Or you could just go in the like kind of the warehouse back area and have at it.
Yeah. You know? I guess this fake question was talking about the showroom, but if you're talking about where they get the meatballs, I mean, there's lots of sex places.
On a hot stove.
Hot stove.
In the back. Hot stove.
Number four, the reason we are number five. We refer to Christmas as Xmas is because of the Greek alphabet. Now, you might not be aware of the anything surrounding Christmas
because
you know, you have a birthday on that day, so you're very worried about that.
You didn't want to say the word Jewish, did you?
I didn't know if I was going to pronounce
flagged.
It right, so I didn't want to.
You were going to say Jewish, I think.
Can I just spell it for you?
I think that's wouldn't it be a Roman thing? Greek Roman?
I don't know. It's either on
I'm going to say true.
bestlife.com or rd.com. Yes, it says
true.
In Greek, the word for Christ starts with a letter CHI, which looks like an X in the Roman alphabet. So you were on to it. You were correct.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Very
okay,
smart.
Xmas. Yeah.
Xmas.
Okay.
I never even thought about that when people were like, Merry Xmas. I'm like, yeah, Merry Xmas to you too. I thought we're, you know, what's
put
the reason?
Yeah, the X back in Christ.
Yeah, but we never talk about that. The world record for holding your breath underwater is 18 minutes and 32 seconds.
Fuck. How is that possible? I think it's true, and I don't I don't know why I think it's true.
What is the, I could probably hold my breath for 25 seconds, then I'd pass out.
If I was in like a Zen state, I could hold it for 45 seconds.
You ever
seconds.
See the David Blaine shit when he does it?
Yeah. Wait, is this true or
not? Oh, this is true. a world record holder. It is a lady, Caroline Marie wow. Chin Meyer from Brazil. Did it
Happy
at the Racer Academy
History
Swimming
Month.
Pool July 10th, 2009.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Do we think, is she brain dead?
After a while, yeah, I mean, they brought her up, but she doesn't know where she is now. She doesn't know. She held her breath, but I don't know. Yeah. I think you have to teach your body how to, David Blaine was saying, and I told you last year I went down a rabbit hole, rabbit hole. Oh, I have I don't know if I told you this on the podcast, but I made a goal for my 40th birthday, right? This is what I want. I'm not a big birthday party guy. 40th birthday, which is 4 years away. I'm 36. Relax. But
yeah,
I want to have a party, and I want to hire a magician for that party.
Oh, I love
like an
that.
Adult magician. Like a dude doing card tricks and shit.
Will I be invited
yes.
this time, unlike your wedding?
Yes. As long as the airborne transmission is down and the numbers are down.
You're going to tell me it's COVID, aren't you?
I'm like, well, the COVID thing is in the air.
And I'll say, I understand. I'll send you a gift. I would love that, like, sleight of hand.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Yes. I think that's so fun. Wait, so how did David Blaine explain?
He was trying to teach people, but he ended up teaching. He was, like, showing these, like, YouTube people, or maybe it was just on YouTube, but these celeb-type people in how to hold their breath. So even they were holding their breath for, like, 3 or 4 minutes.
What's the trick?
I don't know. It was a long video. Mm.
And there's no cards involved.
And there's
so
no
I'm
cards. And honestly, I'm not sure I'm getting enough oxygen to my brain sometimes. So I will send you the link though, because it's a fun
send
watch.
Me the
yeah,
link.
It's a good video.
Okay.
All right, I got two more questions. Jiffy the polar bear once hit a hole in one on a live morning show in Alaska.
I don't know what any of those words mean. I don't know what any of those words mean. How do you spell Jiffy? The J or G?
J I F F Y.
Then that's real.
That's fake. I made it up. A polar bear hitting a hole in one? That sounds like it could be real, I guess, but I don't think so.
It sounds like it could be real. That's why I said I thought it was real.
When I said
Jiffy
the polar bear, I thought you'd know it was fake for sure.
No, because, look, I've been to Alaska. Weird shit happens there. I absolutely believe it.
All right, last one. People who nap are 37% less likely to die from a heart attack.
Ugh, I wish that was true, because I nap all the time. Is it true?
It's true from this article. And guess who doesn't nap? Me. I don't know how to.
Oh, yes. I'm going to live forever.
I think they said, yeah, but I think it ties in with like being more calm probably. And you are not a calm person.
I'm not. I am so not calm.
No.
So maybe it just evens out.
Yeah. You're not the 37% part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do too well, did I?
No, you did worse than I thought.
Oh my God.
So,
Jiffy. I mean, I really thought it was like some really sad zoo had trained, you know, this polar bear to golf.
I'm going to Google Jiffy the polar bear, and I'm going to read the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
No, that is not. There's a Jiffy. No, I don't think I want to read any of these things. I feel like no.
It's real sad.
Yeah, I don't
real
think,
sad stuff.
I don't think I'm in the right space.
I don't think so either.
Well, that
you
is.
You did just have a hamburger.
That is game time. I had my burger's starting to kick in. I'm leaning over to the side, and
that means it's time for us to sign off. Thanks for listening to Java Good Morning. Tell your friends, tell your spouse, tell your parents. Email us, rate us, review us, follow us, etc.
Watch one of the movies that Julia's going to put up on Instagram. Watch something from that list, please, because she has good recommendations.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm going to post a picture of my lemon bars, too.
Hell so yeah.
Keep
thanks
your eyes
for,
peeled for that.
Listening, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you next time.
You have a good morning.
Bye-bye. Good morning.